trying to keep this set together somewhere. Find a box for it.
I'm just recording again. That's all right. It's all right. We're allowed to record.
There we go. Can you put that back onto this? Right. Now, this is very fragile.
Which is why we've...
been destroyed, so not worried. We have a hard drive.
I love the magnets out of these. Yeah, they rock.
I can hear why it's... The magnets are incredibly strong.
They are. Incredibly. In fact, when I was moving house, my father-in-law tried to pull one of the magnets that I had stuck to the fridge. And it went clunk.
Really? That powerful?
Oh, well, he's just about to pull them and show you. Don't ever get your fingers between them when they snap together. Ever.
That's strong.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you wear magnets or just...
In fact, most of the time, you can see this, this feels like a single piece of metal. It's also highly poisonous, by the way.
Mm.
Metals.
And why?
It's heavy metals.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Rare earth
yep.
magnets.
Yep.
Okay.
Ow! Oh, I didn't do it.
Yep. I hit him in either hand and jumped.
Idiot.
Now, what he was just saying about not your fingers between them. Ever.
I just did it.
He just did it.
And it bloody hurts, too.
Okay. Alright. That one goes there, that one goes there.
Okay. We have a hard drive.
You do.
It
with
is.
With its cover off.
With its cover off. It is about 3/4 of an inch in depth.
I'm just waiting for Kerry. Yeah, about that.
Okay, time to get my digital
micrometer. You just go on those little laser level sort of, you know, or ultrasonic measuring things.
It is about 6 inches long and...
3.5 inches wide.
Yes. What he
not
said.
0.25.
No, 3.5.
Okay.
Okay. Now, inside, we've got around... Disky thing?
They're called the platters.
Okay, what we have is a spindle which the platter rides on.
It's
like having multiple CDs or anyone who remembers them, vinyl records stacked on top of each other.
No.
This particular one only has a single platter, but it's actually got room for another two. It has the mountings for another two sets of heads too. So more surfaces, more recording, of course.
Is this the 40 gig that I gave you? Okay, well, that's basically because Western Digital have the same spindle set and the same casing for all their drives. It's just when they give you 120 gig, they actually put all three platters on there.
That's exactly right. Now, that spins around at a huge rate of knots, 5,400 RPM or 7,200.
That's just 5,400 RPM. Or 15,000 if you get the really, really fast ones.
Yep. Now, so that's been very fast.
The problem with that, it's just worth mentioning as we're cruising along here, that the faster it spins, the hotter it gets because there's friction between the air and the platters. And there's actually a vent hole in a lot of the drives to actually let them vent. And they actually do get quite hot. You've got to cool them down. One of the things that can kill your hard drive is it cooking.
Indeed. In fact, the hotter it gets, the less lubricant you've got in the, or the more the lubricant in the bearings deteriorates, which means they get hotter and it's just a spiral down to like...
And then eventually your drive starts going...
Now, another very interesting point with these, we have heads that read the encoded magnetic signal that's on that that platter Geraldine was just talking about. Unlike the floppy, the heads on a hard drive don't touch the surface when it's working. As soon as they touch the surface, it no longer works. They actually run on a very thin layer of air, only a couple of molecules thick, with very, very small space between them. If the heads actually touch, you can imagine 5,400 revs per minute, they're going to hit with a lot of force and the thing explodes. That's what's called a head crash.
It can happen.
It happens a lot.
Mm.
We have this little arm, that one. That's on a stepper motor that twists it round.
Yep. And that sort of thick at one end comes to a point, the other end?
That's actually the arms for it. If you feel right on the very end, there's a small, very thin bit. That's the reading head, the magnetic head.
It's sort of like the old stylus on a record player,
very much
where you put it down.
They do go once the discs actually spin, the air that's pushed away from the discs actually keeps the heads up and away from it. I think the original code name for it at IBM was Winchester or something.
Winchester drives.
Basically, the margins that these drives are working in is fractions of a millimeter and stuff, and thousands of a millimeter, and the data is so closely packed. That the analogy is it's like a jumbo jet flying at Mach 3 about a thousandth of a millimetre above the ground counting blades of grass. So that's the sort of accuracy you're looking for on these hard drives. And people This is where I, you know, back your data up, because these things do fail. They are not reliable. You know, 2-3 years, 5 years, gone.
But these heads move at an incredible rate. If we could actually get one working, and it only work for a few minutes because of the dust in the air, and watch the heads move back and forward, it's blindingly fast. Excuse the pun. Mm.
And they've got,
they're incredibly fast. If you're looking at seeking from one end of the platter, and the platter itself on this one is, what, a 3-inch radius?
Yep.
3-inch diameter, sorry.
Yep.
It can move a full inch in
8 milliseconds? 10
milliseconds is normal?
14 on that drive, but 10 on the new ones. 10 on the new ones.
10 thousandths of a second to move that distance.
Yep.
Mm. So that's rather quick.
Mm.
And of course it does that with a very short delay at either end, so it can shut it backwards and forwards. And
yep.
But looking at it in there, it looks very simple, but it is a highly accurately machined piece of work.
Mm. And on the other side of the hard disk, there's actually a circuit board. And that's why they're called integrated drive electronics, IDE drives. And that circuit board has the controller logic to control all of that spinny bits and the fun bits. And there's the connectors on the back end, which should still be
the same as a CD.
Yep.
Has its IDE, cable select, master slave connectors and power connector.
Yep.
And here are the magnets. I did that on purpose.
Yeah.
There you go. This is not one piece of metal. Pull it apart.
You have to slide them to pull it apart.
Do you? Okay. Hard, isn't it? Should have had my Weet-Bix this morning.
Kelly's just trying to pull two of the magnets apart at the moment.
Hey! I'm not going to get them near to each other.
Right. I actually have these as fridge magnets, and believe it or not, none of my things ever fall off the fridge.
So your father-in-law end up getting it off?
He pulled it off and he goes, I'll just, and it hit the fridge and he went, I'll just leave that right there.
Yeah, it's very powerful.
Oh yeah.
No, they're just for moving the head backwards and forwards.
I couldn't do it. But then I didn't know you had to slide, I was trying to pull.
No? Okay.
Now, if I can do it, Graham, you can do it. Oh, he doesn't want to get his fingers stuck in there. Watch your fingers, Gordon.
Just the other way up, Gordon.
I think
you're going to
ask for it, aren't I?
It's magic little magnets.
Mm.
Very magnetising.
Now, Chris actually has some better ones than these down in the lab.
All right. What do you get them from?
I don't know, I just bought them out of interest.
Oh, okay. You can get some good ones at J-Car, actually, rare earth magnets.
Really?
Hmm. Oh, $10, not that bad.
Well, obviously my fridge magnets are really weak, because it just drops off.
That bit down there. This isn't a student's signature. Oh, yeah. Something to come up and we'll talk about. What? Then come up here and I'll... Okay.
Okay.
So... We'll pass this around. I think we're done.
Are you going to get that to run to see how fast it goes?
No. I don't think it'll work anyway. We'll try it.
Could you just put some juice on it and see what happens?
Yeah. Anyway, it's fingerprints on it, so it will crash.
Yeah, of course it will crash.
Okay, that's right. That's your platter.
I'll just stop the recording.
And they move like that.